licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com. That's ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Happening now at all locations of Gray's Tire and Auto, it's the BF Goodrich President's Day promo.
Get a $50 Visa reward card rebate plus a matching instant in-store rebate when you purchase four select BF Goodrich tires. That's right, a total of $100 in rebates for 1 week only.
Don't miss the in-store matching rebate on BF Goodrich happening now.
See store for details or visit graystirecenter.com for locations.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Best Friends Pet Resort on the Wetumpka Highway. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Interesting phenomenon, a trend in television that's explored here just before we hit Fox News at 4.
Viewers love shows like Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Hope, and Chicago Justice. So now, get ready for more, because coming soon, Chicago CSI, Chicago Police Dogs, Chicago DMV,
number 27,
Chicago Waste Disposal, Chicago Style Pizza,
it's all deep dish,
Chicago Airport,
all flights are canceled,
Chicago Library Unit,
shh,
Chicago Dry Cleaning, and Chicago Oil Change.
Pull it in!
Because for some reason,
Chicago,
people love shows,
Chicago,
with Chicago in the title.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 4 o'clock on Chicago Happy Hour.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo continuing to push back on claims his administration underreported coronavirus deaths in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. He says critics took advantage of lapses in numbers being reported.
Not only did we create a void, we didn't fight back against the lies and the politics and the distortions aggressively enough.
Federal investigations are reportedly underway into the handling of coronavirus cases in those facilities. Officials with the U.S. Capitol Police are investigating more than 30 officers for their actions during last month's deadly violence at the Capitol building.
Some Capitol Police are under investigation for sympathizing with the rioters. Six have already been suspended with pay, according to a statement released Thursday.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. America is listening to Fox News.
Sympathizing with patriots, that's a crime now in D.C. Up your ass. I hate Fox News. We're getting rid of them soon.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Please make it so that normal life comes back. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Will they take it if they're anti-vax? This pandemic is getting old. My beauty parlor is still closed. Wanna get back to a normal routine. They've got one for measles and flu. So when clinical trials are through, I'm hoping that they cured COVID-19. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'd take it so I wouldn't need a mask. Vaccine, vaccine. I hope scientists make one really fast.
4:05, Chicago Happy Hour. It's Greg Goodell, Rosie Brock, Eddie Bader at 4:05. And
Seth will be here soon.
Yes, I hear moments away from Seth's
spot. Eddie wants to hear that Dolly Parton story?
I think it's a good story. Mm-hmm. I think you're our
what prompted you to ask about it today? I'm curious.
Joey and I talked about it yesterday, that they are getting... Tennessee was trying to erect a statue of Dolly Parton.
And she doesn't want one.
And she said no. Appreciate it, thanks, but no thanks. And I think the honest... It's good for her to do that. She doesn't want to see her statue removed. I mean, bottom line, that's exactly what would happen.
They'll call her a white supremacist or something.
And she didn't want the controversy, is what I feel like. And
hey, if Lincoln isn't safe...
Thank you, Greg.
Who is?
Thank you.
These crazy-ass people that now find themselves in control. It's just sickening. Hank, thanks for waiting.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm getting better all the time.
Good.
What's up? You mind if I get totally off subject here?
There is no subject on this show. There isn't. Unless we're interviewing somebody, there really is never a topic.
I got you.
Topic is that's boring talk radio. Here's a topic we're going to beat to death. And I had to work under those circumstances in a couple of places. Be controversial. Yeah.
I'm with you. I love it. So I love your show.
What's on your mind, my friend?
Just about a year ago, I got infuriated. And I'm still infuriated. Went to Walmart, and I bought a baking sheet.
A cookie sheet? Yes.
Yeah.
And it had a sticker on it that said, non-stick.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
Sticker stuff.
Everything in the world sticks to it.
Sticks!
I can't take a Brillo pad to it and...
I think when you put a Brillo pad to it, you kind of remove the whatever it is that's supposed to make it non-stick.
I wanted a stainless steel one, but they didn't have any stainless steel.
Well, you know, I worked briefly at a restaurant, and part of my job was to make the biscuits. And we cooked them on a sheet that had all kinds of biscuit char on it that was supposed to be part of the charm.
Yeah. Seasoning.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a cook. I don't pretend to
be. Yeah, what do you like to bake? What do you put on the cooking sheet?
I put a grilled cheese sandwich or I cook it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Do you participate
put fries on it.
You put Facebook, do you participate in Facebook?
Do I do what?
You a Facebook user?
It's a social media thing that started a long time ago. Anyway, I grilled a sandwich for Rich Thomas this morning that you need to take a look at. That's how you grill something, in a pan.
You're right.
Electric pan, which is nice.
I need you cooking for me.
There's a lot of people in Montgomery that have that same idea, Greg.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, you ought to open a restaurant.
I know. A lot of people say that. It's just what I mean. But I'm sorry about that cooking sheet experience you've had with Big Wally.
Yeah.
It's okay, but I just wanted to vent a little bit.
I'm glad you did. That's what we're here for. I'd rather listen to you vent on your baking sheet than watch this crap news I'm looking at. Fox News. I think I'm going to put Mayberry on this afternoon. I've had it.
Come on, Andy.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. So, the Dolly Parton story, huh?
Yeah.
And you and Joey were talking about it?
Joey and I were talking about it. Then that led to hysterical jokes that we heard as young children about Dolly Parton. The first joke that I ever remember, and I didn't even know what it meant at the time, was Dolly Parton loved the hills of Tennessee so much she brought them with her wherever she went. I had no idea what that meant, but everybody laughed when I said it. So I said it a bunch of times as a kid.
9 years old in fourth grade.
Is that about the time?
I was seven, but yes.
Say, okay.
I don't have any jokes about her, but I do know the bridge down south is named after her.
Where at?
The one when you're going to Mobile, right before you get to Mobile, that big long bridge. Yeah, that's Dolly Parton Bridge.
I didn't know that.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, next time you go up, look up. It'll kind of resemble her a little.
Well, they can tear down a statue. It's a little harder for them to bring down a bridge.
Thank you. But I also do know that she wrote that song Jolene and I Will Always Love You the same day. The exact same day she wrote those two songs.
She's a talented songwriter.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same one that Whitney Houston did?
Yes, it is.
Dolly yeah, did I it. Do recall hearing mm-hmm. that somewhere that she was... Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting, because we were just talking about Whitney
yeah.
a little earlier in the show. Because of the flag thing. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida is, of course, it doesn't take much to turn them into a shrieking, hate-filled...
You're right, man.
...sack of hate-spewing idiots, but wanted to lower the flags for Rush Limbaugh. And, of course, they're going berserk. And my point was, well, our previous... Not our previous president is Donald Trump now, sadly, but the guy before him...
Mm-hmm.
lowered the flags across the country.
Yeah.
This is Florida. Rush was a Florida resident.
Right.
Lowered the flags across the country for a talented but drug-addicted singer who basically offed herself
yeah.
with an overdose.
Now, did anybody, do you remember, and I don't remember any, pushback when people decided to lower the flag?
Oh, I'm
for
sure
Whitney?
People... had their doubts, but did the media give them voice?
Nope.
Absolutely not, because he was our perfect president.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa! Yeah.
And that guy.
Yeah. And it's it was one of many things he almost did to... let's see if I can piss off a few of those red staters with this executive order.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I will get into the Dolly story shortly.
Okay.
Right now, I want to talk about DCCI, Darden Communications Consultants Incorporated. You know, when the internet fails or your cell tower is not working and all else fails, two-way radios from Darden Communications still work. In fact, they have become the best push-to-talk advantage in the business. So for construction people, for example, or people working security, two-way radios, and they're very powerful. They brought them down to the station, did a demonstration on the morning show. They can literally leap tall buildings in a single bound and guarantee instant communication with the people you've got working for you. This is one of the many ways that DCCI helps a company
find your own business.
And while it would be great if you could hire somebody that could manage everybody that's working for you, every piece of heavy equipment that's out there, where it is, is it being used? Is it being used properly? Anything with your company name on it, they can help you track it and protect it. And then at the end of the day, provide you with a full report on everything that's been going on with your company vehicles and equipment. Just pull it up on a report on your computer. And then there's no doubt. You know, it's nice to trust, but it's also better to verify. This is a company that's dedicated to helping businesses operate more efficiently and to give them protection on tracking the equipment, that very expensive equipment that they use in various projects. See how DCCI can help your company
mind your own business
by calling 780-1112. David Darden and Christopher Black are terrific, and they have an array of services that can help you and your bottom line at DCCI.com. That's com with a double M, .com. We'll be back in a sec. Some local news first.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. State health officials say vaccination efforts were delayed in some parts of the state due to the winter weather. So far in Alabama, more than 500,000 people have received at least their first shot of vaccine. More than 180,000 have received the full sequence of two shots. Alabama is expected to receive around 90,000 doses of vaccine next week. Alabama State University is hosting a drive-up mass drive tomorrow at the ASU Stadium parking lot. From 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., the university and the Power of Life Foundation will be giving 30,000 reusable cloth face masks to anyone who needs one. Montgomery County authorities are looking for a Georgia man wanted on rape and incest charges. They say they found an empty car near the area of Outer Loop and Vaughn Road that was registered to 44-year-old Brandon Woods from Coweta, Georgia. All Pike Road schools went into a soft lockdown as a precaution. If you see Woods or have any information, call 911. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Traffic at a quarter past four.
Good afternoon.
Saturday Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a very busy boulevard all the way around the city right now. Congestion at all the major intersections. Troy Highway outbound busy, as well as 231 to Wetumpka. Taylor Road, a lot of congestion there, and I-65 and 85 busy downtown. No new accidents to pass along. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. If you're looking for a Toyota Tacoma, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They've got an incredible selection right now. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Got a note from Mike who said, we played that bit earlier in the hour about all the Chicago-oriented shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to know why they're celebrating a city that literally, if you go to heyjackass.com and keep up with the homicide rate, why, you know, how about Chicago gangland? How about Chicago shooting gallery for a TV show? That's what it is.
Person is wounded every 3 hours and 19 minutes.
Yes, a person. That's correct. And they are averaging well over a murder a day up to this point in the year. And the only reason it wasn't worse this week was because of the weather.
Oh, yeah, kept everybody indoors.
Yeah.
You notice how the murder rate and honestly the protest rate all depends on the weather.
It sure does. We will be back with Rich's forecast in just a couple of seconds, and I guess I'm going to have to tell the Dolly story.
Yes.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're located in Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week. We're more than happy to trade you for any things, any jewelry, gemstones, diamonds, coins, things of that sort that you no longer use or wear or so forth. Or we can remake it or you can walk away with a check. So let us come and help you evaluate what your assets are worth. Stop in. Appointment's not necessary. And we're open 7 days a week and see what we could do and might surprise you big time on what your assets are really worth. Thank you.
Sinclair's has been offering the finest dining experience in the River Region for decades. What keeps people coming back? We decided to find out for ourselves.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have. The steak and seafood is very good. It's always cooked to your order and it's phenomenal.
But is that all? Even the pickiest eaters choose Sinclair's.
You can get the mama spaghetti pie, or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood, a fish salad, fish plate, veggies and fish. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Perfect for parties, birthdays, anniversaries, and those crucial first dates.
If I was going out on a date and somebody took me to Sinclair's, I would be pumped. They have a great selection of wine. They have a great bartenders who take care of people, have great cocktails, and the food is superb.
Sinclair's Fine Dining is ready to serve you for lunch, brunch, and dinner. Visit them today at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Road. Sinclair's.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Hang on. There's better weather news ahead, but for tonight, another cold one. Mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature falls to the mid-20s by dawn. At least the winds come down. Sunshine dominates the weekend. We'll be in the mid-50s on Saturday. We'll be in the little mid-60s on Sunday. That's the start of a nice warming trend, which will continue through much of next week. Could be a few showers on Monday, but I think the bulk of next week is dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
We're all together. Eddie Boehner is here.
I repeat, sir. Where's the grease?
We're staying away from the news.
Ain't it awful?
It really is.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Shouts out.
If you want to be with me.
Oh, cheats and liars.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Let's get nuts.
You got to have some pressure. If you want to be with me.
You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
I'm not trying to be your...
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Because that's evil.
You silly seltzer.
It's too cold for me.
That is bullcrap.
Slut.
What is wrong with you?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Thanks for calling.
So much crap, they had to start a second pile.
A hot pile of moron.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And I'm not stuffing. Believe you me.
Don't make me open a can of whoop-ass buster.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
New.
In the war.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
All the gin joints in all the towns in all the world. She walks into mine.
When did you discover that you were so beautiful?
My advice to you. Start drinking heavily. Like I took the wrong week to quit drinking.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something.
Chill out.
If you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I suck at this job.
You gotta have something.
Bite me.
If you wanna be with me. That's right, baby.
Snap out of it.
I just wanna smash your face in.
Bang!
It's Friday, and we got a roll call on Friday, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So Seth Spotlow's been doing a little experimenting. He's learning audio from... By the way, Rusty just sent me a text. We played that Jolene parody at the top of the hour.
Uh-huh.
He asked if I had ever listened to Jolene at slow speed.
I don't think I have.
Hmm. I thought it was already slow.
Well, then you don't know Jolene. The Jolene is the song you can dance to.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah.
The very funny Mike Bird said they can't make a show called Chicago Teachers because they never work. Which is true.
That's funny.
Man, what a shame they are compared. I was so lucky to go to school in Chicago, public schools, when we had phenomenal, dedicated teachers.
Nowadays, public school makes you tough.
Nobody should go to school
and get beat up.
Or trying to just survive. How can you learn when you're in a state of fear all day? I've never found that to be conducive to learning. So let's see what Rusty's talking about here. This is Dolly Parton's. And by the way, this slowdown version has 10 million views. So there must
really?
Be something
to that then.
To this. Give it a listen.
All right.
Right off an actual album.
Jolene, I'm begging her, you please don't
I mean,
I'm digging it.
Sounds a little like Kenny Rogers.
It did a little bit.
Anything slowed down sounds like Kenny Rogers. And if you really want to go to sleep, slow down Kenny Rogers. So some of the comments on this, I really don't, I mean, okay, I mean, it's a song slowed down, it's all right.
You want something fun, take the Beatles, play it backwards.
We could spend the rest of the afternoon doing that.
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
But we always appreciate the suggestion. I keep seeing the term gay cowboy turning up in the comments section on this. I'm not sure what that means.
John Travolta.
But 10 million people have cared enough to view this on the YouTube.
How many 1,500 dislikes? You can make that 1.6 now.
Oh, I don't vote on these things. Mm-hmm. Well, it's got 159,000 thumbs up. And yeah. And you could say this, over 10 million people listened to it and didn't care to react one way or the other.
Mm, that's true.
What does it mean? Mm. So Eddie Bader wanted to hear the Dolly Parton story.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
But we're out of time for this segment.
Oh.
You are working a nerve, brother.
Yeah. But we will take a moment here to listen to what Mr. Spotlow has put together.
So between Rusty and Tom, they've helped me get some software, and I've taught myself some stuff. And this is my first little attempt at it.
And this is like a self-introduction sort of thing here?
Yeah, it's the intro. I took what Rusty had, and I made it. My little version of it.
Thanks, Foxy friends.
The Seth Spotlow Experiment.
It's alive.
This is my boomstick.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
Hail to the king, baby.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
I'm just surprised anyone would date you.
Radio has changed.
Let it go. It gets cute at the end.
Dude, for real. I'm not lying to you. Come on.
Can you call his name?
You want me to call him?
Josh or Jay. The different Jay are the Josh.
Who?
I'm talking about Seth.
Well, there was some creativity in there.
Yeah, man. I'm working with what I got. It'll get better. That was my first little try. So.
Rusty, When Emily was part of the morning show, did these incredible themes that we played at the top of every hour, and he themed them up with different TV shows and stuff. He's a brilliant production guy, so if you're going to learn at the knee of somebody, Rusty Aldrich is a good mentor.
He's, whenever I run into speed bumps and whatnot, he helps me.
He's the guy. As we get close to 4:30, we're going to do a short break here. I do want to thank my friend Valerie. She had reached out a few weeks back for a reference on painting. And I gave her the name of a couple of great local painters, those who have also supported this radio station, and suggested whoever you get to do the painting, make sure they use a great paint. So off to John Lee to get the right paint. For interior painting, it's Richards. We'll be going over there shortly as soon as we can find some time and we can both go at the same time, because we're getting ready to redo the interior of our house. And it's just, you know, nothing like a fresh coat of paint. You don't have to do it all at once. If it's overwhelming, if you do it yourself or do it in phases, that's what we're going to do, not just not to get overwhelmed and, you know, have the house tied up for several days, but to also spread the cost out. But when it's done, here's the thing. It took, when we used Richards to redo the last house, we went from one end to the other with this great neutral color that they helped us pick out. It took, I think, 10 months to complete the project, doing, you know, a room and a section every mm-hmm. month. But you could never tell the difference between the paint that was applied at the beginning from the paint that was applied at the end. In fact, you saw it.
Yeah.
So if I were to ask you, which end do you think we started with? I don't know that you...
I wouldn't be able to tell.
Not from the way the paint looked, no.
No, I wouldn't be able to tell.
So get the best possible result no matter who paints it, whether you hire a pro or you do it yourself. For exterior, and many people will be looking at that in the days ahead once we get the temperatures back above freezing and outdoor activities aren't so such a repugnant idea, use John Lee's own brand, Solarproof. They would never put their name on something that wasn't anything less than great. and solar-proof like Richards for your interior paint is formulated to keep mildew and stuff from getting underneath the paint. So once it's applied, it stays applied, and all you got to do is hose it off if it gets dusty or dirty. It's all waiting for you at John Lee Paints. They have everything you need to complete a painting project. They'll run down a checklist with you. Because there's nothing worse than starting a painting project and saying, whoops, I don't have the edging tape. You got to run back and get it. So they'll go over all of that with you, and if you need it, you can buy it right there. Also, they sell quite a bit of personal protective equipment, masks and so forth. So if you're looking for the best in that, visit John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, north of Atlanta Highway. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. We'd appreciate that. Traffic at 431.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a very busy boulevard all the way around the city right now. Congestion at all the major intersections. Troy Highway outbound busy, as well as 231 to Wetumpka. Taylor Road, a lot of congestion there at I-65 and 85, busy downtown. No new accidents to pass along. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. If you're looking for a Toyota Tacoma, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They've got an incredible selection right now. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Off we go. To the weekend yonder, Friday's here, it's finally come.
Finally come!
Oh. Grab a beer when it is happy hour. Ain't you glad the week is done?
The week is done!
Paperwork and office meetings over. You toughed it out, you're under the gun.
Yeah.
So now look back with a sigh of relief and have some fun till Monday comes.
Hello.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. Epps. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
Why do I go to Chappie's? I go to Chappie's Deli for their delicious breakfast sandwich. I always feel at home at Chappie's, and they have anything that I'm craving for breakfast.
Chappie's Deli, serving all your favorites for over 30 years. Don't forget the car hop service.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery County authorities are looking for a Georgia man wanted on rape and incest charges. They say they found an empty car near the area of Outer Loop and Vaughn Road that was registered to 44-year-old Brandon Woods from Coweta, Georgia. All Pike Road schools went into a soft lockdown as a precaution. If you see Woods or have any information, call 911. State health officials say vaccination efforts were delayed in some parts of the state due to the winter weather. So far in Alabama, more than 500,000 people have received at least their first shot of vaccine. More than 180,000 have received the full sequence of two shots. Alabama is expected to receive around 90,000 doses of vaccine next week. Alabama State University is hosting a drive-up mass drive tomorrow at the ASU Stadium parking lot. From 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., the university and the Power of Life Foundation will be giving 30,000 reusable cloth face masks to anyone who needs one. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It's Friday. Oh, yes, once again, it is a Friday. Friday. You've worked hard all week and now it's Friday.
The weekend.
Here comes the weekend. Friday is here.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Hang on. There's better weather news ahead, but for tonight, another cold one. Mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature falls to the mid-20s by dawn. At least the winds come down. Sunshine dominates the weekend. We'll be in the mid-50s on Saturday. We'll be in the little mid-60s on Sunday. That's the start of a nice warming trend, which will continue through much of next week. Could be a few showers on Monday, but I think the bulk of next week is dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. If you measure your lawn by the acre, you need Kubota's number one selling diesel zero-turn mower. All-day comfort, year-after-year durability. However you measure your lawn, the ZD delivers. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, now this may not seem like real high voltage news to you listening, but I was just communicating with my magazine publisher about Marge Column. And by the way, I'm always open to ideas. If there's something you'd like me to write an essay on, I'm always open to that, especially something I can have a little fun with. But Jim Watson, my publisher, was an avid Rush listener since 1988. Now, I never had heard Rush mention this. I have to also admit I wasn't a regular Rush listener. But that is in no way, shape, or form intended as a diss on the guy, you know? His popularity and success is one of the greatest stories in radio history. 30 million listeners a week.
Wow.
Still no word, by the way, on who may... I think Mark Stein was filling in for Rush today. Anyhow, but I learned something from Jim that I found electrifying because this is the guy that inspired me. When I was in high school, listening to WLS, a station I eventually had the chance to work on, FM and AM. In fact, the FM was my first, and the AM and FM combo in 1992. To sit at the microphone and be able to say the same call letters that a guy named Larry Lujack said. And Rush apparently was a huge Lujack fan.
Really?
And while nobody else could be Larry Lujack, I know that I'm not the only one who was greatly influenced by his style. What I learned about him, and I started in radio as a researcher, studying listeners and why they liked certain radio personalities, why they picked one station over the other. Was it the promotions, the music, the jocks, you know, asking questions like that? At first because I was curious, and then I turned it into a money-making venture. I had a company called After Midnight Media Organization, AMMO. Huh?
That's awesome.
And I got hired by every radio station because nobody was doing that kind of digging at the time. But I not only loved Lujack, but I was always fascinated because his name turned up in surveys more often than anybody else's. And what I really found interesting was that for everybody that loved him, somebody hated him.
Of course.
And the lesson there is if you're going to do this business, do something that people can react to. The most successful radio people, I got news for you. Rush had probably over millions of people that listened that didn't care for him, but he provoked them or stimulated them in an odd way.
Yeah.
And that's been true in the case of every successful radio person I've ever taken it. Who inspired me to study them because of their unique success. So I'm going, since it's Friday and we used to play this as a request, this is a 3-minute Lujack sample of the kind of stuff he did on the radio that inspired both Rush Limbaugh and this guy to get into the business.
WCFL in Chicago, it's 5:28. Time for the Larry Lujack Clunk Letter of the Day. Ta-da-da-da-da-dun. Today's letter is from Glenbard West High School in Glen Ellen, Illinois. Written unofficial, Glenbard West High School stationery, because it says John D. Sheehan is the principal. Hi, John, what's shaking? Letter is from a member of the senior class whose name is Dick Day, who writes, Dear Lair, comma, I am writing you on behalf of my senior English class. We are doing a project this semester that is called a mass media time capsule. This capsule will contain newspapers, magazines, books, records, and recordings that represent the late 60s and early 70s, 1972 in particular. We would like to have you make a statement about our times that we could put in our capsule so we could record it off the radio. So forth and so on. Thank you very much, Dick Day. Well, this is an exciting moment for me. This is a real honor. I have never been asked to do something for a time capsule before. See, they're probably going to bury this capsule, and then somebody in 100 years will dig it up and listen to the tape, and there will be me. That's kind of far out, isn't it? I have prepared a little something here, so you people from Glenbard West, turn on your tape recorder. I am really nervous. I hope I do good. I decided to put some background music in here so it would sound a little classier. Okay, turn your tape recorder on. Hit the music, hippie. Hello to whoever has opened this time capsule. This is a recording of radio station WCFL in Chicago, Illinois. I am Larry Lujack, the greatest disc jockey of our time or any other time.
You're right, Larry.
I am metaphysically predestined for eternal greatness according to the prophecy in Scripture. The date is November 10, 1972. Actor Richard Burton is 47 today. Nothing much has happened lately. Singer Diana Ross had a baby. Creedence Clearwater broke up. One of the Brookfield Porpoises died. And Ed Hanrahan says he's going to put up his storm windows this weekend. Going to the Jethro Tull concert tonight. The biggest story of the year thus far is that Glenbard West won the West Suburban High School Football Championship, not because they deserved it, not because they were good, but because they cheated and played dirty. That's why they won. Now, to whoever has opened this time capsule, I want you to take this tape. Go stand high on a mountaintop, naked in the wind. Close
close your eyes and lose yourself in the ever-advancing stream of eternity. When you have become one with the universe, your body will become covered with polka dots. At that precise moment, this tape will self-destruct and blow up you, the mountain, and the entire world forever. I wish I could be there in 100 years when some quad digs that up and listens to that. Jack at 535. Always glad to help out you high school kids with your stupid high school projects. That's what we're here for, is to serve the public.
Oh. Now, a consultant in radio at that time would have been horrified.
Man, can you imagine?
That he was using terms like your stupid high school projects and stuff like that. But the brilliance in that, and you know, Glenn Bard was a huge high school district in the suburbs, and the rivalries out there are pretty intense. So in 1 3-minute bit in the afternoon, he probably had, if there had been social media when he did that, it would have blown up.
Mm-hmm.
Because he gave them the attention, accused the one school of cheating.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which I thought was great.
That was awesome.
But maybe the most brilliant moment in that little commentary was, he was talking about one of the Brookfield porpoises died. Creed's Clearwater broke up, and Ed Hanrahan is putting up his storm windows this week. That's what made him a freaking genius.
Yeah.
Ed Hanrahan. I knew Ed Hanrahan. He was just your garden variety AM newsman when they had to have it, you know.
Was he a bit of a square?
Yeah. Yeah. There was another guy. I can't remember his name. He used to have gatherings at his. He was liked to work with people that were interested in getting into the business. And at that time, radio stations, you'd be flooded with people that wanted to get a job or get in. I don't see that now. I don't see anybody knocking on our door downstairs. How do I get into the radio business?
They're too busy on their phones trying to figure out how to do a podcast.
Hey, I know how to get here. You get Joey to come to your comedy show and then bug him once a week for 4 years.
What was this guy's name? He was a big radio news. Anyway, we all went to his place, and he was the guy who said, here's how I want you to work your voices. You take the newspaper into the bathroom and read it out loud to yourself. I know that sounds weird, but he says, pick a story and read it out loud. Among many other things. But he told a lot of stories, too, about being on the job. And one day he was down by the Chicago River on Wacker Drive, and they found a floater in the Chicago River. Probably at that time, it was probably one of Nick the Trunk's friends. You know,
I got a guy.
Yeah, because they used to toss a lot of them into the river. So he it's a news story, so he's there covering this thing, I think for WCFL. They pull they get the guy out, and they put his body on some type of, it wasn't a body bag, it was some kind of...
Like a board?
You know, rubber material, like a blanket of something, protective. And he said, as soon as they touched him, he split open like a hot dog, and everything spilled out.
He said...
The next thing I was doing was barfing into the Chicago River because the smell came with the sight. Stuff like that. But it was so cool that somebody took the time to help us, including hot little Katie Jaskula.
Now you have my attention.
Yeah. Let me put it to you this way. Among the part-timers at WCFL, which I was one, she was the Dolly Parton of our crew.
Ooh.
But really sweet, really nice, extremely advanced in her development.
Mm-hmm.
And since you always ask, if you want to know who I took to see with me to see the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
On July 6th, 1972.
Ooh, man. You're a man, dude.
It was Katie Jaskula. You know what? She was real nice, but I wasn't really interested. Mm. And the Stones sounded like crap in the International Amphitheater in Chicago. Horrible acoustics. Sound systems then were just, you know. So it was really just a chance to see them do their thing. That was the only Stones concert I ever went to. I certainly hope you found that exciting.
I love it, man.
You got another call just a minute ago while you weren't looking.
Yeah.
Tell the damn story.
Dolly Parton.
I don't know what that means, but they said you would know.
You really want to hear that?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Well, we'll get around to it. Next hour.
Great.
Well,
great.
Eddie will be gone.
Right. I guess I'll get to listen to it on the road. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're leaving.
Yeah. I'll be back in the morning.
I can't tell you why he's leaving.
Ooh.
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
We do not give up secrets on the show, but it's a big freaking deal.
I can't believe
deal.
They even told me.
You got that right. I can't believe you told
but
me.
But they did tell you. So Eddie won't be with us in the final hour. But I've never seen Eddie in such a...
Oh, you can't smack the smile off my face.
No.
Aww.
No, and who'd want to?
Yeah, when you do, it just gets bigger.
There's some...
Hey, any new listings that might be of interest to...
I would love to tell you about some new listings we have. We put two on the market this week. One of them sold in 36 hours. The other sold in 24. Both
long,
of them went for full list offers. Yeah, the inventory in the market, not just in Montgomery, but our Tri-City area here, Tri-County area, it's hurting for houses. So if you're thinking about selling your house, call me. We can get that sucker sold for top dollar. And as far as buyers out there, I've got a buyer list a mile long. If you're thinking about selling your house, call me. I've got a buyer. And things are going quick, man. The market is really hot. Credit ratings, I won't say they're giving away money, but it's easier to get loans than it was just several months ago. You can get more house for the money than you ever could before. Rates are at an all-time low. Problem is, we just don't have that many houses.
Question for the realtor.
Yes,
would it be better to keep or fill in the pool?
You know, I was thinking about that. It does depend on the situation. And in the situation that you're referring to, I kind of hate to say it, but I think it might be best to fill. It's just an easier way to get rid of problems like that.
Need to find I don't know who does that.
I got a guy.
You got a guy?
I got a guy.
He's
you got a guy
got a
for
guy.
Everything.
That's right.
You need to get hooked up and get with Eddie. He's got a guy for everything.
That's how it works.
He's leaving Wacker Drive now. With a load of dirt.
That's right. Yeah, now don't watch what gets dumped in there, Greg. I don't need you to be a witness to anything.
Hey, you're going to have a really nice garden. Those tomatoes are going to be big.
That's right.
Well, then the challenge is, you know, what I'd love to be able to do is there's a company that advertises on, like, I think on Coast to Coast, I've heard it, or on Sirius XM that puts in golf greens.
Oh, yeah. That's very popular.
It may be artificial, but it's very authentic.
Yeah.
That would be kind of fun to have putter around, you know.
Oh, yeah. Awesome, that's a really good idea, and it's not expensive at all.
I'd have my own little putt-putt in the backyard and charge people to come play.
Oh, heck yeah. And then you tell them, get off my lawn.
Well, look, I know you've got a drive to make, so...
Yes, sir. I will see you guys in the morning, though.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Man. Thank you guys very much.
Bro.
We're very happy for you. All of that excitement with Lou Jack and more brought to you by Mr. Electric, a company of certified master electricians. If you need work done on your home or something installed, repaired, by the way, they'll be happy to check up your home's wiring and fuse panel for free. Call them at 245-1566. All work, all estimates are done at your convenience. Just tell them when to be there, and that's when the doorbell rings. You will pay the upfront price they will give you on the project that you have in mind, and they do fantastic work. We've used them at least on the low end for maybe five times now for security lighting, to relocate an outdoor outlet, and more. And every single thing they do is done properly, and they tidy it up. So all you're left is the great result you called for in the first place. That's Mr. Electric, 245-1566, or MrElectric.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon, my
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a very busy boulevard all the way around the city right now. Congestion at all the major intersections. Troy Highway outbound busy, as well as 231 to Wetumpka. Taylor Road, a lot of congestion there, and I-65 and 85 busy downtown. No new accidents to pass along. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. If you're looking for a Toyota Tacoma, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They've got an incredible selection right now. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment. Maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Happening now at all locations of Gray's Tire and Auto, it's the BF Goodrich President's Day promo.
Get a $50 Visa reward card rebate plus a matching instant in-store rebate when you purchase four select BF Goodrich tires. That's right, a total of $100 in rebates for 1 week only.
Don't miss the in-store matching rebate on BF Goodrich happening now.
See store for details or visit GraysTireCenter.com for locations.
When you see a yellow spot inside your house on the roof, you have big problems, folks. Right now, C&G Roofing is offering something special for the month of February only. $250 off credit. That's right. You can credit it to your deductible, or you can upscale your shingles if you'd like. C&G Roofing. Listen, things get slow during February. They're wanting to say thank you for the many, many years you've used them. Call them today. C&G Roofing, 313-3958.
Hey, Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. If you have things that you're no longer wearing or past history or just things that are out of style, we can remake it, or you can trade it in, or you could come in and walk away with a check on it. But either way, let us help you value your assets and explain to you what you have and what all your options are. There's no charge to do that at Margaret's. We're located in Peppertree Shops. Appointments not necessary. We're open 7 days a week. So come out and see us and let us help you value your assets.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference.